Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Episode 27, The Other Side. Originally, this was going to be Jake's story of what happened to Jake, and that was the plan, I think, for the rest of the season, to explain him of what was going on with his side of the story in Ostium, and if he'd survived. But I realized at this point, as I was doing the Enigmatic Mysteries of the Unknown and that kind of mini-series with Dave, I'd released them too on the regular feed and all that stuff, that I'd realized that had become a bigger part of the Ostium story too. It wasn't just a little aside like the Ostium files, and that I needed to join it up with the main storyline and make it a part of it. But when I did that, I knew also I could just assume that all the listeners had listened to all the previous material of this bonus stuff. So that's why I had to have Dave going through a similar thing like Jake, where he'd had to face the blackness and go through his own transition and changing, and then have to explain all the events kind of that led up to that and what led to him being in the state he was. And also getting on to pretty much making it clear that Dave is in fact Steve, who is Monica's son. We don't officially have the meet up until the following season, but we get to see it and understand what's going on here with that. With Dave in this place, I was definitely going for a specific feel, a sense of helplessness and doom. Again, the music that I used, the piece for this is one of my favorite pieces that Chris ever wrote. It was my theme, my ringtone for a long time on my cell phone. And he didn't actually name any of the pieces, so when I got them, I listened to them and then I named them. So this particular piece was called You Are Being Followed. And I really felt like it set the tone so well for the episode that I'd already written, of just how with Dave explaining his story and going through everything going on, it really fit the tone perfectly. And then with him being followed in this weird, bizarro Ostium, it was just perfect. It was one of my favorite pieces, and I felt like, well, this is going to be obviously Jake's piece, it ended up being the one that worked better for Dave. So we're getting to see him going through his trauma with the blackness. I really wanted to do a lot of detail here of what it feels like and how his own personal experiences of it. And also him giving, let's see, he's giving shape and sound to the entity. I definitely wanted to give a sense of something of the supernatural with the blackness. And it was kind of like a horror episode, again, chase episode, which was a little different from the usual episodes of Ostium. And so you have Dave being chased by this weird thing, whatever it is, that he doesn't understand, but he's terrified of it. And he ends up back in Roanoke right at the very end, right back at a place we're very familiar with from episode 2 of Ostium, because all things come around. But except this time, this place that we've all come to know is a little different, with a fire going and things like that, and another person there who he can't tell who it is. So he prepares himself to defend himself with that special little gun and confront whoever else is there, not knowing who it could possibly be. I really don't think at that point he had any ideas that it could have been Jake. He just thought it was something part, some evil, another evil entity of Ostium.
And I made a note that when Dave opens the door from the bizarro nightmare Ostium to go to Roanoke, there's a bright white light, and that's not a normal thing that we're used to happening when we have an Ostium door open. So as a listener, I'm like, all right, this is going to be different.
Right.
I was honestly expecting him to not go to Roanoke, but he did end up going there. But then there was the fire, and
it was a different
signs of life. And I'm like, well, all right, something is different about
this. Right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Again, these things I hadn't noticed that I put in, and they work out.
the way that the nightmare world, and Dave even, I believe, brings it up. I'm not sure if it's this episode or if it's in when he's talking to Jake about it. How it's reminding him of the Lord of the Rings when Frodo has on the ring. And you know, it's a sort of shadow version of the world, and the Nazgul even look different when he has the ring on than not. That in my mind, I was able to easily see this nightmare version of Ostium, and then the whole this unknown voice that is and the creature that's walking around there that seems ancient, but is easily able to, we obviously not probably running, but
keep up with him in some way. Like distances don't seem to matter that much. And it was kind of made like manifesting, you know, the blackness, giving shape to it, and giving.
And that's exactly when I first listened to this. I'm like, well, that's the blackness. That's what's making the noise in the blackness. That's at least causing the blackness. I knew it was tied to the blackness in some way. And I'm like, all right, it's a personification, some kind of a foil to Jake.
Yeah. And again, it was something that I'd set up here and then really wouldn't address again. Well, I mean, towards the end of the season, we'd see more of, and then in the following season, we'd actually see it come to full fruition in a way, and what it was trying to do and how they would deal with it and stuff. Yeah. Kind of making up a big baddie for the show.
You need one.
Yeah. Because up to this point, you might have thought it was Monica, but it's totally not. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Monica did seem to be the obvious choice for the cause of all the conflict. But I think you were talking earlier about trying to, I guess, quote unquote, redeem Monica in the listener's eyes. And I think that all of the episodes do that. She's being honest
right
now to us, and at least explaining why she did what she did. And it happens in a way that's natural and believable, and does make us feel a little empathy for her.
And again, that's probably why I felt I had to give her, when it felt like she needed six episodes, to give her those six episodes, because she needed that many to tell the story.
Because we knew Steve was, you know, close to her. And, you know,
right.
Originally we think it's, you know, her husband or something to that effect. Then we find out it's her son, and we're like, all right, you're going to do things for your son that you probably wouldn't do for anyone else.
Okay, exactly. Yep.
And then, and then we find out the real story, and you know how she knows the Ostium Network probably doesn't have Steve's best interest in mind. They just want to, they have an end goal, and he's the means to that end.
Now, I can't remember if I ever made it totally clear at this point, but did you know that Dave was probably Steve?
Or? No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, the... Okay.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
I mean, I guess there were, if you did and you wrote it in, I didn't catch it.
I don't know if I wrote it in, but I knew at this point, I think, but I didn't. I don't know if I
didn't know if we were really putting hints in there, but I believe she adopted him from England. She was working in England at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Dave has a British accent, so
that
could have been a clue, but I, you know, I was not aware. I at the time I was probably thinking more about what was going on with the Ostium Network, who was in charge, and what their real goals were.
I think me wanting to bring Dave into the main story while of Ostium too was, as we did see through the seasons of War Two with some other new characters and stuff, to kind of grow the show with more people other than just Jake and Monica. Yeah. Not that there was anything wrong with that necessarily, but just because we've been going on now into the third season and becoming a bigger show, to add more people into it. And it wasn't necessarily, well, I want to put myself in the show because I do the voice of Dave or anything like that, but just it felt right to have the brains character in, and then knowing, as I did at that point, that it was also her son, he would have to be part of the show. And just to give a different, because I felt like I made Dave, again, a very different person from Jake or Monica, it felt right to have a new kind of angle and dynamic going on with them.
And honestly, just hearing and knowing the fact that you were voicing the role, and I'm like, it's easy to get the actor in the room when you're the actor.
Right.
It just seemed like an easy way to get another character in there. Then.
Again, he has been much like Jake and Monica, the one of these things where it's like, I don't know what story he's going to tell, whatever. And then I just make myself start writing, and it all just starts coming out, and the brain just starts putting stuff together. And it's just weird how within this world, I just seem to be able to always just delve in and do stuff with no problem. With these characters, even though it was a new character, it was no problem just diving in and telling his story. I don't know what was everything going on. It's fun. That's why there's so much more story to tell.
I think the way the world of Ostium is created or structured, it would be easy to do that. You could, there were three restaurants and a couple of cafes or something in the Rock. There's a chef that works in one of them. I can picture there's an entire, you know, story behind that one chef, you know, because everyone that worked there would have been there for a reason.
Yeah.
because of a specialty. And Monica even brings it up that her and Steve were an exception to the rule. You know, they were family, but they were an exception to the rule because they were taking the boat. Mm-hmm. So everyone else there is in the same boat where they had no ties to the world, so they were willing to come to work here.
And also very likely had some interesting sort of life up to that point that they were going to be able to contribute something to Ostium too.
Like Monica's talking about her backstory, and we find out that she did come into some money because of the accident with her family.
Yeah.
And she tried to put it to good use. She got an education, but she tried to use the money to help.
To not just get richer, but to help others,
Yeah.
And that she passed that along in Steve, too.
Yeah, that was pretty evident, too. I believe she mentioned something about she wasn't ready to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think she wanted to be a parent, but at that moment, she knew that's what she wanted to do, she needed to do.
And as a parent, I can tell you, you never will tell yourself that you're ready to be a parent. You just got to do it. That's how it always is. Because if you keep waiting and pushing it off, it will never happen.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.